This is We've Got Issues on Interlochen Public Radio, a weekly chat about the political state we live in. Good morning. I'm David Castleman. Betsy Cofia has taken a stand against big money in politics. The Democrat is running for Grand Traverse County's state house seat for a third time, and she's only accepting contributions from Michigan residents. That means no money from political action committees or even from her own party. Cofia did the same thing in 2012 and 2014. We spoke earlier this month about how the state legislature has done on important issues in the last couple of years.
Betsy Cofia, thanks for making time.
Thank you for the opportunity, David.
When you ran for the seat in 2014, you said that we were in a state of crisis with the amount of money in politics. Where are we today?
We are still very much in a really severe state of crisis. Michigan, actually, in 2015, was ranked dead last, 50 out of 50 states, by the Nonpartisan Center for Public Integrity and Global Integrity on our transparency, our accountability, campaign finances, and we're in bad shape. And I think it shows in some of the policy decisions and the situation that Michigan is in right now.
What are some of the problems you see that we've gotten into because of campaign finance issues?
So when I talk about campaign finance, that's really sort of a wonky term, but what it really comes down to is a state government where we have elected officials who are more accountable to their special interest donors and their party bosses who also give money to their campaigns than they are to the voters. For example, Michigan has cut state funding to local communities at a higher rate than any of the other 49 states over the last several years, which means cuts, and we're experiencing them, cuts to police, education, basic services, and really impacts the quality of life of our local communities. That's one. Michigan spends more on our prisons than we do on our college or higher education. Michigan spends the least per capita on roads out of all 50 states. We have 20% of the world's surface freshwater right here at our doorstep, one of the most incredible gifts and resources, and yet we continue to allow two of our Great Lakes to be threatened by the unthinkable scenario of a leak in Pipeline 5 under the Straits of Mackinac, and we're not seeing action or leadership or stewardship on those issues.
The state has made some moves on Line 5. There's a pipeline task force that's looking into the line. Where would you like to see the legislature go on this issue specifically?
We need to shut it down. It is simply a risk that we cannot continue to afford to take, especially for, you know, it's a Canadian company and for their profit, but our risk. It's unacceptable. And I have seen a lot of politics back and forth between the players involved. I feel like we need to take decisive action and actually shut the pipeline down.
You brought up disparities in public school funding. One of the things that Larry Inman, the current representative, told me is that that they brought home some additional funding for schools like or school districts like Traverse City Area Public Schools. They're getting twice the amount of increase in school funding per pupil than some of the schools downstate that have more funding than TCAPS. What would you do to lessen the disparities between districts?
Well, as far as the recent, I think it was a little over $100, I had a school board member say, you can't cut somebody off at the knees and then, you know, give them a little Band-Aid and tell them that you're getting them ahead. I'm paraphrasing, but essentially that the state has year after year been cutting off our public schools at the knees with underfunding and then also tying all these strings to every little bit of funding that they want to give. And really, it's sort of the antithesis of local control. So I think we need to fully fund our local public schools, and it should be equitable. A child who happens to be born in a zip code of Traverse City, their education is just as important and just as valuable as a child who's born in, you know, Bloomfield Hills or Birmingham or these places that get significantly more. So yes, it's a complicated formula. Proposal A closed the gap. It used to be a 3-to-1 disparity. Now it's a 2-to-1. We certainly have much more work to do. And I think we need a lot more than lip service and little Band-Aids after, you know, on top of a gaping wound. What we're doing is nowhere near enough. It should be a much higher priority.
A little more than a month ago, we found out that one of the big employers in Grand Traverse County is closing the Pugsley Correctional Facility. And it, you know, it's a place that employs, you know, more than 100 people, and they're good jobs, they're high paying jobs you know, that support families. Where can this county look to replace those jobs into the future? What are some areas of economic growth that you foresee?
It's over 200 people, including over 100 people in Grand Traverse County, which is would be my district. And I know some of those families personally. When I heard that news, I thought of teacher friends that I know whose husbands have worked at Pugsley. I think that Michigan as a whole, we need to really reinvest. And if we would create a lot of jobs in rebuilding our infrastructure. We have some of the worst roads and bridges in the country. There are jobs to be had there if we do it right. We need to rebuild our infrastructure. And so those are some areas that I would really look to.
Let's talk about Detroit for a second. The governor just signed a package of legislation that reforms the Detroit public schools. Do you think the legislature did a good job there?
What I would like to see happen for start with the Detroit public schools is that the state takes some responsibility for the fact that it hasn't been the Detroit public schools calling the shots for the last several years. We have had no fewer than 5 emergency managers, again, state-appointed, unaccountable emergency managers with no education background required, running this school district, you know, when it was in a deficit and in a state of financial crisis. And under that leadership, these individuals have rolled through and actually put the state or the school district in worse financial shape than when the state first intervened. So we have a great deal of responsibility there. And a change that I would like to see is if you're going to intervene at the state level, at the very least, you should have a team of professionals that include educators who can really speak to the educational needs of the children in those in the districts that are affected.
Betsy Kafia, nice to talk.
Thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate it.